for NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
A lot of times listeners ask us, in addition to NPR Music, where can we find great Latin alternative music? And we decided to do a show today, which is about our favorite record labels.
And we brought in a stack of CDs from a handful of labels that we talk about on the show and that we've played on the show and some of you may be familiar with. And we're starting the show off with a track from Nacional. And this is a new record.
This is the band Astro. And this is the song Panda.
So there are two things to talk about with this. There's a new track from the band that you really like, and then also about the label. Tell us about the label first.
Well, you really can't talk about Latin alternative music without mentioning Nacional Records. They're pretty much the biggest players in the genre. And they're home to acts like Manu Chao, Aterciopelados, Ana Tijoux, Fabulosos Cadillacs, Mexican Institute of Sound. They're ubiquitous. I mean, they're really everywhere. Nacional was founded by New Yorkerican entrepreneur Tomas Cookman back in 2005. And when you think about the fact that they were only founded in 2005 and how huge this label has become, it's pretty amazing. One of the biggest, most visible presences they have is at the yearly Latin Alternative Music Conference, which they host, which is really the biggest meetup for the genre here in the US. And they recently signed on one of my absolute favorite new bands, which is Chile's Astro. This album that we're hearing is coming out in the first week of September. We're going to have the entire album here on NPR.org. And, oh man, I love this band. This is the most excited I've been about a band in a while. I'm actually recommending them for my friend's wedding reception.
Interesting.
Like soundtrack.
Really?
I doubt they'll go and play.
Latin alternative has had a second life almost, a second act, because we talk a lot about the early 90s in that first rock and Espanol boom from Mexico, from Argentina, from south of the border. But after that, with the birth of Nacional and other smaller labels, is when it really started happening here in the United States with distribution, with radio play, with sales and stores. It's easier to find the music. And Nacional had a lot to do with that because they're very aggressive, very assertive in getting the music out there and letting people know, not just the fans, but the people who are new to the music and want to know more about it, because their marketing scheme is such that they recently had a collection featured in Starbucks. They're pushing the music out there and getting their artists, but as a result, a lot more artists are being known by a wider public.
Yeah, and this band, Astro, I really believe that they have this crossover appeal. I mean, because they sound like, you know, they're very Chilean, but they sound very like MGMT or any band that would be featured in All Songs Considered. I really believe a while back, I actually said, if anyone is listening, Astro needs to be signed on to a major label here in the U.S. And I don't know, I wonder if Tomas Cookman heard the show, or maybe he was already thinking about it.
Could be. Great minds.
Great minds think alike.
Another label we're both very, very fond of, ZZK.
What I love about these record labels that we're featuring on today's show is that they're dreamers dreaming big. It's these guys that are just like, you know, I just want to move to Argentina and start a record label.
Which is what happened with this guy.
Which is what happened with Grant C. Duell, a.k.a. LG. He went to Argentina in 1999 and worked as a musicologist, an online magazine editor, and a DJ. And he founded whatsupbuenosaires.com. And he co-founded ZZK Records, along with two musicians, Villa Diamante and DJ Nim. And I just love that. You know, I just want to go to Buenos Aires and start a record label. And they started out at this club, Zizek Urban Beats Club in Buenos Aires. They've really become kind of the great hope of Latin alternative music, because I think there's still like a group of people who want to make Latin alternative music all about pure rock and roll and just kind of stuck in the golden era of Latin rock, which was very Mexico and Argentina heavy.
Right.
But to me, the future of Latin alternative music is in what ZZK is doing. And they're mixing cumbia, electronica, techno, R&B. They have this really unique sound. I don't think I've ever met a ZZK artist who I don't love.
Then who did you bring into play today?
They just signed on La Yegros, and we're premiering this track by her. It's called Vagar. I'm going to tell you a little more about La Yegros, but here, let's listen to this exclusive premiere of Vagar.
I want to hear more from this album. I really like this track.
Well, it's going to be released in Argentina in October or November. Hopefully we'll get our hands on it. The rest of the world will hear it in 2013. But La Yegros, you know, one of the many things I love about her, in addition to her amazing vocal style, is that ZZK as a record label has been a boys club so far. I mean, the artists, you know, Fauna, Chancha Via Circuito, El Remolón, Freaks Tailors, like dudes. I mean, they collaborate with women, but she's kind of the first lady of this label. And her real name is Mariana Yegros. She already was kind of causing a buzz in the industry before joining ZZK. This is from her debut album, Viene de Mi. And for listeners who don't know, vagar, the verb vagar, is to just chill, relax, hang. You know, that's what she's doing. It's a good track for that. It's really relaxed and mellow. What did you bring next?
I'm going to play something from the label Cosmica. And this is a track, it's an older track, but it kind of reflects in exactly what they're trying to do at Cosmica. This is David Garza. It's a thing called Shifter. And it was released a while back and just recently added onto his website in June that people can get it. We'll play a little bit of the song. I'll tell you a little bit about David because I've played him before, but more about the label in a sec.
Some of the scratches playing rough tonight. No sisters strung at all, it was delight. Pretenders of thrones are pushing and shoving. How young witches itching under that shifter's coffin. In the shift out west, Zuni's fetish, drawing down moons. The shift up north, close to the source, midnight to high noons. Castile runes, humming satyr's tunes, names, mothers, and crowns. Egyptian Jews, satin black hoods, and golden down robes. These old shifters, hypnosis of grifters, intergalactic elixirs. Two-ton lifters, there's too much drama for my brain. I met this young pagan, way back in Reigns of Reagan. A little deep Alan Morgan gal. I wax on a wick for a 10-ounce chick till she hooked up with the odd for a crowd. She took me to a pond, we got sky clad. Until she busted out these crystals. Started drinking from skulls, gyrating in circles to some belting ritual. She said, crap, that's my name, tis on my game. Obviously, my wish I would have been born a spotty bear.
Hey, David Garza is, he's from Austin, and he is well-known in Austin and well-known among his fans. He's got a cult following, and he's one of these artists, I think, who deserves wider recognition. And he's very similar in approach to a fellow Austinite, Alejandro Escobedo. People who love him really love him.
Think I'll drive down old town, find me a mixing and a look-alike. There's a shifter's heart, there's a soul grifter's. The intergalactic elixirs, two-tone lifters. There's too much drama for my brain, don't be no shifter. There's a soul grifter's. The intergalactic elixirs, two-tone lifters. There's too much drama for my brain, don't be no shifter. There's a soul grifter. Galactic elixir, two-tone lifters. There's too much drama for my brain. Don't be no shifter. Heart has a soul crypter. In a galactic elixir, two-tone lifters. There's too much drama for my brain.
That track was really different than a lot of the stuff he does.
It's weird. On that track, I wanted to separate all the elements from his voice because it just felt so disjointed to me.
Really?
Well, it just felt like Trent Reznor doing karaoke. It didn't fit.
Well, it's very different from him, and that was a very different track from what he normally does. And I picked it just because it is so different, and it does give you an idea of just kind of the chances that he takes. And he's supported by his label, Cosmica. Cosmica is run by one guy, Gil Gastelum, who we've met, who we've talked to.
Very nice guy.
Who we've hung out with. And he's got very big ears, like they say in the music business. So he's very familiar with all kinds of music. He grew up in Tucson. So he's familiar with rock and soul and funk, all of that stuff. And then he has family ties to ranchera music in the
really?
Southwest. Yeah, his father is a button accordion player.
Oh.
And still performs in ranchera bands and conjuntos.
Is that how you know him?
I know him through doing the show and just meeting him along the way because I really enjoy a lot of his artists. Because of that connection to ranchera and Mexican music, a lot of his artists that reflect that. They have a one foot in tradition and one foot in the contemporary world. A guy like Michael Ramos from Charanga Cakewalk, who I'm a big fan of. He mixes electronica with a button accordion as well from the ranchera style.
And that's a really interesting question because I wonder if you and I, we have very strong opinions about our tastes and we have very distinct tastes. And I'm wondering if I ever had a record label, if I would only add on artists whose music I just truly loved and got down to.
I think all the labels that we're talking about today are small. They're considered independent because none of them are affiliated with major record labels. And there are more and more independent labels in the music business these days, in addition to people doing it themselves. After talking to Gil and talking to some of the other labels that we've come across, I think it's more a personal connection to the artist. They really got to believe in the artist and follow the changes that that artist goes through. Well, when you think about some of the history of independent labels and here in this country, because I'm more familiar with that, but Atlantic Records started as an independent. That became Aretha Franklin, it became jazz, it became Led Zeppelin. It was run by two guys. Blue Note in the jazz world was an independent, and it was strictly those two guys who ran Blue Note, it was their vision. They recorded what they liked, so I think it's a little bit of both. What did you bring next?
Well, first, let me tell you that I've been to Mexico this year so far twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, we went to the Vive Latino Festival, where we saw a band that we both just absolutely loved, which is Puerquerama.
Oh, yes.
Which is a very punk rock band, you know, all these guys playing with their shirts off and very political. So I got in touch with them when I got back to the U.S. And we started up a conversation and said, well, next time you're in Mexico, we're going to introduce you to our record label, which is Discos Intolerante. And the second time I went to Mexico, a few months back, I went and hung out with the Discos Intolerante guy. What I didn't realize at the time is that Discos Intolerancia are pretty much responsible for all the Mexican acts that we love on this show. It's Pate de Foi, Descartes Acant, Jesse Bulbo, Puerquerama. And one of the artists that is on their label, on Discos Intolerancia, is this guy Juan Cirerol, who, he's kind of like the Mexican Johnny Cash. He's we've played him on the show before, but yes. Here he is again doing Hey Soledad, Hey Loneliness.
Solo por favor, déjame estar a gusto y tranquilo con mi amor. Y soledad, déjame solo de una vez. ¿Qué está haciendo que no me sienta nada bien? Déjame solo por favor.
You say the Johnny Cash?
He's just got a very Johnny Cash vibe. I mean, I think it's like, it's just like this mix. I mean, he does, when he does harmonica, he sounds very Bob Dylan. But, you know, it's just, you know, rockabilly mixed with country, Mexican folk, norteña, cumbia.
It could almost be corrido, too.
And that voice, yeah. I mean, he's just, it's a very, I just woke up. I don't know where I am.
It's very
rugged. Let me sing you a song.
Very rugged. Let's move on to something that you brought in by the artist named Jepe, who we both really like.
Jepe from Chile. We have a lot of Chilean music, and that's just because Chileans know what they're doing in terms of music. This is the label Quema Su Cabeza. I do want to remind listeners that all of these labels, we're going to link back to their website so that listeners can go and explore, because some of these labels have a catalog that I just wish we could cover, the whole catalog in our shows. And Quema Su Cabeza is definitely one. They have artists like Javier Amena on their label. They jumped to notoriety with Jepe. The guy is a very well-known Chilean artist who he's currently touring here in the U.S. His real name is Daniel Riveros, and he has a wonderful mix of folk and rock and a little bit of hip-hop. Chileans just know their folk, and how could they not? They have one of the richest folk traditions in all of Latin America.
Sure.
And they just carry on with it and take from that history of folk and mix it with rock and with punk and with electronica. What's happening in Chile is wonderful.
I love that mixture. This is the track called Alfabeto.
From the album Audiovisión.
That folk music that you were talking about, that tradition, you can hear in this song with, I guess it's a charango. It's a stringed instrument, the small
really
string.
Delicate plucks.
Yeah. And it's throughout this track, I really enjoy it. And I like the way that it's mixed in with that loping drum, almost like a march rhythm. You know, it's I hear what you're saying about the Chilean musicians and the way this label kind of crystallizes it and uses that tradition and puts it out in all the recordings that they do.
Yeah, and South American folk is just so dear to my heart. It's something that I grew up listening to. You know, I rebelled against it a lot, but then I came back to it. And it really takes me to a place of kind of melancholy. But, you know, I'm sure you have a genre like this, that it takes you to a place where you can smell the smells and taste the... You know, to me, South American folk takes me to... You know, a cold, rainy day in Buenos Aires, and the smell of wool, and I don't know, chocolate milk.
Here's another track that has a very strong folk element to it. Maria Colores is the name of the artist.
This is called No Existe La Soledad, or Loneliness Does Not Exist. What do you think of this?
I like the mixture of folk and the rock rhythm, but I'm very curious to know more about the label.
This label is Sello Azul, together with Oveja Negra, and absolutely, whenever I'm looking for new music from Southern South America, that's where I go. Their roster is amazing. They started in Sello Azul started in 2002, and it promotes itself as the only Chilean record label that selects its catalog of artists through public contests.
Cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's way cool.
That's very cool. And they depend on the Fundación Música de Chile, which is a nonprofit which helps Chilean independent artists with talent but no means to become more public. Through this label, I've discovered really some of my favorite artists that we've played on Alt Latino recently. Camila Moreno, Natalia Contese, and now Maria Colores, who is actually Maria Magdalena Ortiz. This is her first album called Llamadas Perdidas, or Lost Calls. This particular song, for some reason, it made me think a lot of Soda Stereo's last album, Sueño Stereo. Just like that kind of happy guitar strumming and day in the park. You know, there's no such thing as loneliness.
I'd like to hear more from her in the future because I really like this.
I really recommend that our listeners check out this label. There are two labels in combination, Sello Azul and Oveja Negra. They're responsible for the largest amount of releases in Chile in 2011.
Wow, from an independent label.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's amazing.
Next up is a track that I'm very curious to know more about because I don't know if I like it yet.
Well, let's just go ahead and listen to it. This is Ready for the Haze by Top Surprise.
Okay, it sounds like it's overmodulated, but is that part of their thing?
Yeah, that's their thing. That's their whole thing.
Yeah.
So this is by the band Top Surprise, which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about, but it appeared on a compilation, Marlindo, which is supposed to be a soundtrack to an upcoming comic book, also called Marlindo. And all this creativity is emanating from a label called Transfusão Noise Records. And when I need Brazilian rock, when I'm just craving Brazilian, distorted Brazilian, grungy, lo-fi sounds, I go to Transfusão. We'll be right back. The label was started by Le Almeida back in 2004. I spoke to him not so long ago, and he told me that he wanted to do, I quote, a label with music that sounded like the stuff my friends play. That's actually a really good reason
to
start a label. Like, nobody else is doing this, and this is kind of what I want to hear. I'm going to start a label.
Again, the specific artistic vision of these people who want to put music out.
Yeah, yeah. And he told me people at the beginning looked at him like he was crazy. And now they have a pretty big following. And this is Top Surprise, what we're hearing. That's the name of the band. They're from Minas Gerais, which is a state right below that big eastern bulge of Brazil.
Right.
Right tucked underneath is Minas Gerais. The label describes them as having vocal arrangements that would make Phil Spector proud.
Nice.
Although the distortion might make him very angry.
The distortion might make him commit another crime, but we're not going there.
My other favorite description of Top Surprise's sound is guitarras histéricas e batidas indelicadas. Hysterical guitars and indelicate drumming.
Nice. I like that.
I see you brought one of your absolute favorite labels, Vampisol.
Vampisol is based in Madrid, and it was started by a guy named Iñigo Munster.
That's an awesome name.
Isn't it?
And Iñigo Munster?
Munster, yes.
And he's like the Munster's Spanish cousin.
Exactly. The Munster. He started a punk label in Bilbao, Spain, and then moved it to Madrid. And when he moved to Madrid, he started meeting all these musicians from Latin America, and they started turning him on to stuff. He started this label 10 years ago, and it specializes in the obscure sounds of the 60s and 70s. Now,
kind of like you.
Yeah, that's why I love it so much, man. The one website described it as, quote, the place where boogaloo meets vintage funk, where Latin jazz goes hand in hand with chicha, where groovy organs melt with scorching bongos.
Wow.
This is great. I brought in a track by a band called Los Juniors, and this is from the album Back to Peru Volume 2, the most complete compilation of Peruvian underground between 1964 and 1974. This track is called Tercer Tierra en el Sol, Third Stone from the Sun. It's actually a Jimi Hendrix cover. Melody for Third Stone from the Sun from Jimi Hendrix.
When you bring this really like landscapey experimental stuff, I just can't get down with that. But then when you go to the basics, like the raw rock and roll stuff,
you're there.
We see eye to eye.
Some of the other artists on this label are Los Psychos, which is a punk band from the 60s.
Yes. Yeah.
A band called Speak Daddy, which is a contemporary of Santana that's sort of lost in the history bin, but they reissued, Vampisol reissued their album last year, Frente Cumbiera from Colombia, and they do things like Tropicalia Boogaloo. They reissued Joe Batan, who was a 70s Latin soul singer from Spanish Harlem. He got so much response from his reissues that he started recording again and recording specifically for Vampisol. So they mix in all of these different things. You can hear everything from like a percussionist Armando Peraza's very rare Latin jazz album to Iranian pop. They cover the whole thing. I really love this label. glad you came up with this idea to do labels. And
no,
our
you came
labels.
Up with this idea.
No, you did.
No, I'm pretty sure you came up with this idea. Whosever idea it was brilliant.
It was fun. We should do it again sometime. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear each one of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And tune in, as always, to Alt Latino Radio at npr.org/music. We want to give a special thanks to our producer, Jessica Goldstein, and the man behind the buttons this week, Zach Coleman. Thank you very much.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to say it?
No, go ahead.
This has been Alt Latino. Say it. Okay. Just say it.
This
just
has been Alt Latino.
Okay, because otherwise you're going to be bothering me for
I'm
the rest of the week.
Now. This has been Alt Latino.
Moping around the office. He didn't get to do the outro.